Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And thanks for all the text messages coming in. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 800-905-0989. I see some of the text messages coming in here. One person said he was not wrongly deported. Another person said, why is it routinely reported that Maryland man was wrongly deported? Those are two different people texting. One person said, the problem isn't the mask, the problem is the rioters. Another person said, I only listen because I want to hear both sides of you fascists or something like that. You know, what's the old meme? I don't think you know what that word means. The meme, you think you know, but you don't know what that word means. All right, let's check in with our good friend, Roger Davis. Well, good morning to you, Roger.
Well, thank you. Actually, the administration said he was wrongly deported. They meant to put a hold on Abrego Garcia, and instead, you know, he ended up being shipped out with the rest of them aboard that plane. So technically, he was wrongly deported, but it's not. Anyway, he was supposed to be subject to law enforcement one way or the other.
Talking about in Maryland there?
Yeah.
The gang member who was human trafficking, probably. I mean, the guy's not a good dude. He was definitely not a good dude.
De Aragua. Yes.
Yeah. So let's, I wanted to, I could keep talking about the riot, and it seems to be getting some people riled up on the text message line, but I know we got to continue on because there's so much other stuff going on, including what's going on right now with this big, beautiful bill. So we're going to have to talk about that too. But I wanted to bring this up to you, Roger, and I saw this story in this headline, and I wanted to see if you can guess the rest of the story, because they say you're Paul Harvey now. So here's the headline from the New York Post.
Good day.
Sad reason, 31-year-old woman has never had a boyfriend. So do you want to guess the reason why this 31-year-old woman has never had a boyfriend?
I don't know. Maybe it's trans.
No, not. Well, that's a good guess. I mean, all things considered and the stuff that's reported today. She says since high school, she went undiagnosed with autism. And autism causes her to lock up romantically, which causes her to not be able to keep boyfriends. So she cannot have a boyfriend because she basically freezes up because of her autism. Isn't it interesting? Like, I think about undiagnosed, whatever.
Yeah.
And there was something else when it comes to autism. Did you see what adults are doing now? They're doing autism reveal parties. So when you're a couple and you're going to have a baby, sometimes you have a gender reveal party. And, you know, it could be popping a balloon or cutting into a cake. And if it's blue, it means you're having a boy. If it's pink, it means you're having a girl. Well, some adults are taking, I don't know, $2,000 out of their savings and getting a full-blown autism test. And then to reveal the results, they're doing something similar. They're throwing a party to reveal if they have autism or not.
Well, sure.
Because why not? And that's a lot of money. This is what I found. If you feel like you might be on the spectrum, you probably are. Because I think people that know, they know. I don't think people are willingly putting themselves on there just because it's a trendy thing, you know, per se. They're doing it because they honestly believe they're on there. So I'm going to save you the $2,000. Don't take the test. And just realize you probably are, and you can continue living a very good life even on it.
Yeah.
So let's just put that out there.
Well,
I saw this other thing.
I don't think I've used the word unbelievable so many times since I fell in the blank. It's a new world every morning.
Yep. There's another story in the Washington Post. Dating apps might be messing with your mental health. Tell me that's not a Captain Obvious post right there. Don't you think dating apps today are more destructive than they are helpful?
I see an awful lot of negative stuff about them. I really do. But that's something just not going to go away. There is a massive amount of traffic on that.
Right. So some people are on there as adults. Like in the example that they use in the article is a woman named Jenny who signed on to a dating app after a 20-year marriage ended in divorce. And she wanted to put herself back out there, and she thought, okay, let's try this dating app thing. I feel like most of the dating app experiences that people use it for are for strictly physical interactions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're looking for long-term love in some ways. I'm sure there are people out there, but the likelihood of you and the other person you're looking for the same thing and finding each other at the same time without running into a bunch of people that are only there for the physical experience side of it, it seems like it's enough to discourage you to stay away from it altogether and try to find more traditional means to find other dates in this world. I'm not against it per se. I just feel like it's morphed into this, you know, primal urge app that set you up with someone that's feeling the same way so you can get together immediately and make mistakes. That's what it feels like it's turned into.
There have been thousands of violence stories, too, that end with and had made contact with the victim on a dating app.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even know. So is the most popular, I guess, is Tinder still?
Oh, yes.
And I don't know what back when it was like trendy, like, oh, wow, dating app. If you told someone you met on a dating app, they would look at you like, whoa, what a new age thing. But there was like eHarmony and Match.com. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if those still exist anymore.
I don't know
if they're
either.
Still around.
Way back to the turn of the early 90s, in fact.
Yeah. Or the early 2000s and yet through the 2000s. But remember, too, when like the dating apps and trying to meet each other, the original dating app was going to a bar. That was like, right. That was your app.
Meet Rag.
And that's how you met people.
Sure, sure.
Or friends.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes friends would set you up with other people. Sometimes you'd meet someone on the job if you're at work or whatever, and you're like, oh, okay, this person's kind of nice. I spend 8 hours a day with them already, and they seem pretty pleasant. It's almost like a way to root out some of the people you don't want to be with, and then you find the ones that are worthwhile.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad I don't have to date in today's world. This is a whole different Wild West.
Yeah. Well, it's expensive, too.
How so? Just dates and stuff?
Yeah, sure. Inflation.
Inflation. Roger, right. My mind went somewhere else.
Dating inflation.
My mind went completely somewhere else there for a moment. I was like, what are you talking about? So dating inflation, they expect you, like, I don't mind. Like,
or you were like thinking, you were thinking of professional dating sites.
Yeah, professional dating, yeah. That's where my mind went. I was like, Roger.
Industrial dating.
But you go out to a meal, you're right, if you want to take someone out to a meal. You know what I see these messages online? It goes even further. Sometimes a guy will message someone on these dating apps, and they'll say, let's meet for a meal. And then the woman will say, well, you got to also pay for daycare for my kids, and you got to pay for my nail appointment and all these other things. So send me money ahead of our date so I can get all this stuff prepared, because otherwise I can't go on a date with you.
Okay.
What do you think happens when you send them money? You want to take a wild guess?
You send them money, period. That's the end of
it. And you never see them again.
End of the story.
That's the end of interaction with that person.
So
they talk about these dating apps and the addictive behavior to it. It says 3 in 10 adults in 2022 said they have used a dating site or app, with some 9% reporting that they've used one in the past year. That number seems pretty low. I would have guessed that number was a lot higher.
I would have.
Maybe some people are just ashamed. They don't want to admit it. I don't know.
Serial dating. Wow.
Some people say they have to change their profile because they burn through so many different people. And there's no one else to look at, so they like have to start over just to see people they burned through before, to see if there's anything left in that haystack, any needles left in there. I think that it would be, I would be obsessed with it. Like, if I was on it, I would be checking it every 8 seconds. Someone match. Yeah. It would not be a healthy thing for me.
No, just go to church and hang out at the parish house. You probably run into somebody, you know.
It's a good idea. Church is a really good idea.
Yeah.
But don't be the creepy guy that's only there for the girls. You have to actually be there for the experience of church, okay?
Well, yes.
Just put it that way. I don't want stray singles showing up at church there to try to pick off the girls and never come back. That would not be good. All right. Or ethical, by the way. When we come back, there's a lot of people that are getting annoyed with this whole big, beautiful bill. What exactly is going on with it? Let's talk about that coming up, too. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. If you want to message us on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. And what's up with fireworks? Our townships are going to be launching them here July 4th. Are they going to be spending a lot more money? What about you? Are you going to be spending a lot more money? We'll get to that, too. Don't go anywhere. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Tara on WORD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And thank you for that today. One person texted in, "Good morning, Tara. I am praying for you on this day." That's very nice. But I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Tara. I can use all the help I can get. One person messaged, "I met my second wife on Match.com 11 years ago. Another person said, "I met my wife there 5 years ago. She lived in North Carolina, and we never would have met. We have had our third child together, blended. We have 8. Wow. Is the Brady Bunch 6? That's a lot of kids together. 8 under one roof. That's one of those deals where you look at it and you say, man, I want to know how he pulls that off with, you know, his sanity. That's a lot of kids to take care of, my man. But how awesome. Great story. Thank you for that. One person said, "Ryan, dating apps have destroyed relationships because they allow women to check boxes that eliminate great people like me because of my height." And then the message texts off. I'm sorry. So, you know, it's weird. Sometimes our text messaging service, you can send a long text, and once it gets to certain characters, it breaks up the text and it has a hard time finding the rest of it. But thank you for all those messages that are coming in. All right, we have about maybe 10 minutes from now, and we're going to talk to a pyrotechnics expert, and we're going to have to pick up this conversation because it's an important one. But right now, the Democrats are looking at Republicans, and they are commentating back, what they call it, the Sunday or Monday morning quarterbacking. They're backseat driving the Republicans right now, and the way that Republicans normally drive Democrats, as in giving them free political advice for all of their follies and problems that they encounter. Self-inflicted, and we do it in a way where we get to laugh at them, but the Democrats are doing that to the Republicans right now based on Elon Musk and Donald Trump and this big, beautiful bill that's having a hard time getting through. So here's from, what was this? This might have been CBS over the weekend, and they were talking to Melanie Zanona and regarding the Republicans and the position they're in.
President Trump told me in our phone conversation on Saturday, he actually thinks his rift with Musk has unified Republicans for his so-called big, beautiful bill, he says, because lawmakers are upset with the way that Musk treated him. Is that your sense based on your conversation?
There's certainly unity among Republicans when it comes to them being annoyed with Elon Musk. Yeah. I would not use the word unity when it comes to the bill itself. This bill was already facing very significant headwinds even before Musk weighed in. So I think if it does fail, it's not going to be because of Musk. I ultimately think that they do pass something, maybe not by July 4th. That being said, I think it's a messaging problem for Republicans with this Musk criticism, because remember, they empowered Elon Musk. They made him the authority figure on fiscal responsibility. And so for now, them to dismiss his concerns, valid concerns about how much this bill adds to the deficit, I think that's a problem. And meanwhile, you have Democrats just eating this all up with popcorn.
Okay. And they're right. And they get to look at this in a way where Republicans had a great chance to see Democrats self-implode. But now you're watching it between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, but it's not necessarily something that's going to come off as winners and losers. I think you can both come out as losers, meaning when you have a narrow margin of support for something in this big, beautiful bill, that it's going to be a tough thing to pull off unless you can get more people to adopt into your way of thinking. So here we are sitting watching this in the background. And I saw Karl Rove on Fox News, and I'll have to play this audio later because I thought it was really good. He said Republicans need to go on the offensive when it comes to this, because you get a lot of these phony ads that run from these super PACs, these liberal super PACs. And if there are cuts to Medicare right now, then 100 million, 1,000, trillion, billion people will die. And they do this people will die tactic. Whenever I hear that, I understand that's desperation advertising. But what they're saying is that if this thing passes, hundreds of thousands of people will be kicked off their health insurance and they will live out on the streets as fentanyl addicts, hunched over zombies that will die. And do you want your grandma living like that? And no, vote no on the big call your congressman, call your senator, you know, those type of ads. It's actually a pretty lousy, deceptive way of trying to frame it. So, and there's a reason for it, and we'll have to talk about it just for the sake of time later. But Karl Rove said Republicans got to get out there and make sure the messaging is very clear. This is what this bill does, and this is why it works. When it comes to the reconciliation process, is that what it's called? Maybe I'm getting the words terms mixed up. But essentially, them from the executive branch saying, this is what we're going to cut. We just need a simple majority. Let's get it done this way. They have NPR, PBS, some of these entities that seem like slam dunks for the Republicans to stop federal funding to. And once you start that, you have to live under the assumption that they're going to continue on that path and not stop that path, which makes it hard for people like me that know the way the government works to trust them when it comes to deficit spending, because Republicans and Democrats both have been sorely irresponsible. So I have a lot of trust issues when they say, just trust us when it comes to money. I need to see it in writing. I want to see it in action before you start playing this game. All right, we're going to have to play with this a little bit after the break, because coming up is an expert from the American Pyrotechnics Association. Let's talk about blowing some stuff up. We're getting close to the 4th of July. Coming up, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on News Talk 98.9 WORD. You know, a quick text message that came in, it said that not reconciliation, it's rescission. And that's right, I got the word wrong. All right, I appreciate that. Welcome back to the show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. And just a quick note, producer Tim, I think I'm getting a little feedback here. So if you don't, I think something's feeding back. All right, we got it now. Joining us now is Julie Heckman. She's with the American Pyrotechnics Association. Good morning to you, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. This is one of those fun topics because we're coming up to the 4th of July. People see the fireworks stands and things, but I look at it as companies, or rather cities or counties, government agencies or sometimes individual organizations are buying these really powerful fireworks to put on a show for large groups of people. I got to imagine that they're budgeted X amount of dollars every year to do this, which could cause some problems if they're purchasing fireworks and there's tariffs. Like, let's say it's coming from another country. So let's say it's coming up to the 4th of July. Do you think that our fireworks displays are going to be impacted based on the tariffs that are out there?
You know, I think for this immediate 4th of July, we're going to be okay. The real problem is 2026 as we celebrate America's 250th anniversary. And like you said, these shows are contracted well in advance. But what the problem is that impacted this year, even though we won't really see it in the displays for this 4th of July, but the tariffs hit at the absolute worst time. And that's when our peak shipping occurs, April, May, early June. And what happened is the factories in China had to halt production because the U.S. companies that import these products said, hey, we can't afford the 145% tariff, so please don't ship. And we lost valuable production time because the factories shut down, their warehouses were full. There was no place to put product if they continued to manufacture.
Oh, so I didn't realize the shipping time was April, May, June. I figured a lot of times these fireworks are purchased well ahead of time. So, you know, generally speaking, are these third-party companies that are putting on these firework displays in the city are contracting with them, or is the city doing this directly? For the most part, government entities, are they hands-off? They're just the ones writing the checks?
Well, they're involved, but I will say sponsorship has changed. Municipalities' budgets have changed over the years. What we see is more private corporate sponsorship helping with these municipalities with their displays. And and things are contracted well in advance, but the problem is the timelines of production. You know, they're not produced. Fireworks are not produced 365 days a year. They are affected by the climate. China shuts down for a couple of months because of hot weather. There are other situations such as rain, high humidity that will impact production and they have to shut down. And our peak shipping, like I said, is right after the Chinese New Year at the end of February through the end of May, early June, and trying to get all the products here for July 4th.
Wow. Like I said, I didn't realize they're cutting it that close. I just figured that a lot of this stuff just came early, considering the 4th of July is 4th of July. Like, they know it's coming up every year. So some of them would just purchase early, or at least the off-peak times, to try to save a little bit of money. But what about, like, the fireworks stands? Oh, go ahead.
They do place their orders in advance, but it is related to when China can actually manufacture, because they are the global supplier of all fireworks. They're not just manufacturing for the U.S. market.
Yeah. Well, do you find that every industry has some sort of threat to it? Is the firework industry, the pyrotechnic industry, threatened by drone shows? You don't really need to light anything on fire to put on a show in the sky anymore.
Yeah, but guess where your drones come from? They come from China also. So they're impacted by the tariffs. They're impacted by shipping supply chain challenges as well.
I see. Well, that makes sense. They're coming from China, but they could be reused, you know, and sent to different places. So I guess once they're here, it's more or less a supply and demand issue as opposed to reshipping them from another country. But I guess they break down too. So let's talk about your regular fireworks stands, things that you would buy, seasonal shops. Are they going to be impacted as opposed to the grand scale shows, just the stuff that you'd put off in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I think what the public may see, and my suggestion, and I would urge people, shop early for the best variety of product. I do believe there will be some product shortages due to the tariffs, as well as the shipping challenges that we discussed. So I think people should shop early. And depending on when that importer or the small retailer brought in that product, it could be impacted by the tariffs. You know, tariffs went up as high as 145% on fireworks in April. Recently, there's been a 90-day pause. That is welcome relief. Tariffs are down to 30%, but it's still not sustainable. But I think the prices at retail are really going to depend on when did that importer receive their product and at what tariff rate did it come in.
Yeah. What about sparklers? Are those at least made in the U.S.? I mean, is everything made outside the U.S.?
99% of backyard consumer fireworks are made in China.
Oh, wow. What is made in the U.S. then? Is there anything that comes to mind?
You know, we do have a unique niche manufacturing market of pyrotechnics, and those are primarily articles pyrotechnic or theatrical effects that we often see in rock concerts and tours. And so that is what is being our primary manufacturing for pyrotechnics here in the U.S.
Okay, so I guess if KISS was still on tour, then they would be fine. They use a lot of pyrotechnics, but them retiring. Let's say there's an act that is always on the road. Like, I'll just use KISS as an example. And they use so much pyrotechnics in their shows, and they're selling out stadiums day after day after day. And they retire. Is there a noticeable drop in the pyrotechnics world? Can you notice a dip in pyrotechnic production because a band like KISS retires?
No, because you've got Taylor Swift, you've got all these major tours, you know, global tours that are using pyro to, you know, really enhance those events. So it wouldn't be a dip. The demand for that line of product is very high.
Yeah. Julie Heckman, how long have you been on the job with the Pyrotechnics Association?
I have been working with the pyrotechnics industry for over 35 years. I've been the executive director of the American Pyrotechnics Association for 27 years.
Wow, that's a long time. I mean, you've seen a lot of changes in the industry since then. I didn't know that the American Pyrotechnics Association existed, which is kind of cool. So what do you do as an organization?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I get that question all the time. Why does the firework industry need a trade association? Fireworks are a heavily, heavily regulated product. Whether it's consumer fireworks regulated by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, professional fireworks regulated by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Homeland Security, you go through alphabet soup, they have their fingers on pyrotechnics. So it's a heavily regulated industry, and we try to interface on behalf of the entire industry for responsible regulation. And we also develop safety and compliance programs for the industry so that they can stay on top of the ever-evolving regulatory issues.
Interesting. If people wanted to look you guys up online, where can they go?
American Pyro, that's AmericanPyro.com.
It's interesting to think that there's a lot of regulatory change. I figured that, just basically cities look at it as a burn risk, so they don't want you shooting them off within heavy populated areas. I'm guessing that's the primary concern when it comes to regulatory, or are there other things?
Well, there are a lot of fire and building codes. So when you think about the storage of pyrotechnics, whether it's the backyard consumer fireworks, they're going to be regulated by the state and the local codes. You have training. These are hazardous materials or dangerous goods. So the transport is very, very critical. The main reason we don't manufacture fireworks in the U.S. is because of the regulatory climate. A lot of product was manufactured here prior to the early 1970s with the onset of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency.
Right. Well, that's an interesting, an interesting industry. It's got to be a fun industry around July, but what are you doing in like September, October? Is it just like, there's got to be a lot of downtime in your industry.
There is not. There used to be. There isn't anymore. And again, it's because of the regulatory climate. We hold annual meetings. We hold training seminars. this industry is always busy. So I wish there was a downtime. I will tell you, since February, all we've been working on is tariffs.
Oh, I bet. Trying to help people navigate through that. I'm sure there's a lot of people that had questions that didn't know where to turn, so you help them. Oh, sure. That's a big part of it. AmericanPyro.com, American Pyrotechnics Association, Julie Heckman. Thanks for answering some questions about this 4th of July and what to expect. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Have a safe holiday.
You as well. In a busy year, too. I mean, whew, boy, so many different industries are impacted by this. We'll have to see how it plays out, I guess. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Tara. We'll take some more of your text messages coming up, too, on News Talk 98.9 WORD. And welcome back. Enjoy that. Learned a little bit about the pyrotechnic world. A couple of text messages coming in. Hey, Ryan, enjoy when you fill in for Tara. Just tuned in. Is Tara sick or taking a vacation day? I'm guessing she's taking a vacation day because the radio station messaged me weeks in advance. I mean, I knew that I was doing this for a while. So she gets vacation time. And, you know, credit where credit is due. I know not all radio stations are built the same way, but at least the company we work for is pretty good when it comes to vacation schedules. So I find that you got to use your time. You don't just voluntarily forfeit your vacation time, but it gives me an opportunity to spend a couple hours with you. And it's funny, so many people talk about side gigs and different things they're doing, side hustles. And people talk about delivering food or ride shares and, you know, picking up whatever here and there. And I think to myself, my side hustle is doing radio programs for Tara. And that is such a great side hustle. I love doing it. And I get to do it from home in my pajamas, by the way, in case you wanted to put that visual in your head. A couple of other text messages coming in. One said, for a really good temporary job, go to the TNT Fireworks in Duncan. You get paid to travel. Okay. One said, with the economy not that great, why would anyone take their hard-earned money and burn it up with fireworks? I always felt that way. I enjoyed viewing the fireworks, but I didn't necessarily find any urge to go and buy any myself. I just never thought, you know, I want to invest my money that way. One person said, I don't understand how Doge and Trump had cut agencies, had employees leave government employment, that this big, beautiful bill still has $2.4 trillion deficit baked into it. Why aren't they working to cut the deficit? So essentially what they're saying is we need to fund this stuff, but we're also going to cut away in order to justify our spending in other places. My whole hesitation is, I don't believe you. You've been so fiscally irresponsible. Why would I believe you now that you're going to cut enough without adding to the deficit? I want to see it in action before I sign off on something. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Don't go anywhere on WORD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.